I would think, particularly given your particular location in this world and also because of all the excitement about bevacizumab, that maybe the next thing you all are thinking about is bevacizumab. Is there an actual trial being considered right now?
Well, the Southwest Oncology Group is doing a 3-arm randomized phase 2 study looking at different ways of combining bevacizumab with their SWOG 9504 regimen. And so I believe one of the arms is giving it as consolidation therapy, one of the arms is giving it early in radiation, and one of the arms is giving it from day one of radiation therapy. So it's looking at what's the best way to incorporate bevacizumab. One other, I think, exciting drug in oncology of late has been sorafenib or Nexavar. And sorafenib, as you know, is just approved by the FDA to treat patients with renal cell cancer. And sorafenib hits many targets, including VEGF receptor 2. It's a tyrosine kinase inhibitor. It is being tested in non-small cell lung cancer. In fact, a randomized phase 3 study is going to be conducted looking at chemotherapy with or without sorafenib. We are going to be looking at, in the Hoosier Oncology Group, how best to incorporate sorafenib with chemo radiation. And I believe we'll be the first to do that.
Getting back to the SWOG study, that's interesting. So you're saying they're using the 9504 regimen, i.e. docetaxel,
yes,
with bevacizumab. It's kind of interesting that they've retained their interest in docetaxel, although paclitaxel is the taxane used with the Bev trial.
That is correct. And my bias is that there's probably little difference. I can't conceive of why docetaxel would be inferior to paclitaxel.
Yeah, no, I was curious actually what your thoughts were in terms of whether you think there would be a difference between either one of them combined with bevacizumab in any setting.
I cannot think of why they would be different. Perhaps there are reasons I haven't thought of.
I haven't heard anybody say anything one way or the other, but it is interesting that they kind of kept that track and added in the Bev question. And that must have been pretty recent. When did they start doing that?
The trial is not open.
They're just talking about it.
It's a work in progress.
Cool. That's what I like about these interviews. You hear about these things, and then 2 years later, the trial actually gets done. And I was curious how you approach patients who aren't eligible for your study.
Well, if they're not eligible for our study, but they're still well and fit, and there's just one particular criteria that didn't allow them to be eligible, then I oftentimes do treat them with cisplatin VP16 and chest radiation therapy. I don't give them the consolidation therapy. I really haven't seen data that's better than that data.